Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we
said...
We love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hello, and welcome back
Hello.
To you.
Wednesdays.
Right, so...
Coffee splattered everywhere, all over Jamie's cashmere jumper.
Oh, shizer.
Rubbing in. Shh.
I went and collected Sophia coffee today. It's raining like nothing else this morning. It's disgusting. And it's
grey. You know, yesterday when I was in Spain at the weekend with my dad, and I came out yesterday and I was like, gorgeous. I love London.
Yeah.
It was sunny. It was.
Sophie made me cry.
Why?
Do you remember when you were messaging me?
Yeah, you really got upset by
I
that.
I got so upset. I think I'm just very overwhelmed at the moment with, like, there's so much change.
I know. You know, that's what happened to me last year, I think. There was so much change in my life, and now I'm settled into the new change.
It's not even happening to me. It's happening to the people around me.
And get ready. Really, I think you and I are quite similar like that, like the change. We don't love change.
No, I just want things to stay the same. So obviously, Sophie got engaged. That's fine. Then she got married. I mean, that's kind of fine, but...
But it was a lot.
She's growing up, and I'm like, well, fuck. And then now she's
talking about babies.
She's talking about babies and them, like, potentially, like, planning, like, when they want to kind of, like, start trying for a kid or, like, have a kid or whatever. And I was like... And my other best friend got engaged, and they've moved out of London. And for some reason, I was in the hairdresser, and I just, like, my eyes just filled with tears.
No,
and
Pat.
You kept sending a voice note, and I went, stop.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't notice.
I went, stop, no, I'm upset.
Yeah, I just thought you were being upset. She was like, I'm losing you both, me and Hermione.
I was messaging Toby, and I was like, I'm really upset. There's just so much change. He was like, it's okay, you've got other friends around. I was like, no, but they're the best ones.
Because I was basically planning Ryan and Melissa's life. I was like, we're going to live right next to each other, and then our babies can grow up together, and then we're going to do this, and then we can... go here and go there. And she was like, enough? No.
It just overwhelms me.
It is overwhelming.
It's weird. Like, now I'm older, I was actually, like, talking... This is being really raw. I was talking to Toby about... Well, Toby keeps, like, making jokes about, like, when we would live together or anything like that. And I'm like, for some reason, when I was younger, I would be way more carefree about decisions like that. But now I'm older, you're so much more cautious and pessimistic. Do you know what I mean? I'm like... You think things through way more, and you think of the consequences way more when you're older, whereas when you're young, you don't think about it. You're like, yeah, it's fine, let's do it now, don't think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you would move in with anyone.
Yeah, when you're so much younger. Like, people, that's why I guess people do, like, more impulsive, silly things when they're younger, and that's why you make your mistakes. But when you're older, you're so much more cautious.
That's probably because, Melissa, you did. I'm really shocked. I don't like that. When's that ever? Does someone else call you Melissa? Toby.
You know, that's because Melissa.
You know, that's been popping out my mouth a couple of times. I keep referring to you. I called you to my dad, Melissa, when I was in Spain. I don't know where it's come from. I just don't know. It must be from Toby.
Maybe it's about time we had a nickname for each other.
It's probably
I call you safe now.
That's not a nickname. That's my short name abbreviated.
Same as mine, Melissa. It's just okay. Literally
taken
no,
I call you
off.
Prash. I always call you Prash.
Yeah, true.
But it's probably because you're another year around the sun, my love.
27. I haven't.
I never know your age.
When this is going out, I haven't actually turned 27 yet, but I'm very, very close to you, and it's.
I'm thrilled.
It's really, you know, things are happening.
I think that 27 is actually a really scary year.
Yeah, it's also like a lot of people die.
It's the 27
club.
I had a bad 27 year, I won't lie. Oh no, my 28th year.
27 was great. We had ball.
No, funky stuff was creeping in at 27.
Yeah, we got away with it there.
We got away with it, but like funky stuff was happening.
Oh, great. Simon, for a real treat this year.
I don't know. I wanted people to write in like how you found your 27th year because I found it a weird one. Okay, this is going to sound really
bad. A lot of change.
I got engaged, which was amazing and so exciting, but I suddenly went from this like
child. Young, free. Yeah,
and I'm the youngest in my family. You know, my dad treats me like a child still in a way. I'm still the baby. You know, I called my dad 10 times a day for advice. And suddenly I was like getting married and suddenly it was almost like I wasn't calling my parents. It was like I'd start to call Jamie and then I had to transition because
such a shift.
You can't make your husband your father.
No, of course. Well, you can make them the father of your children.
Like, I don't know. I basically had to grow up. I had to grow the hell up. Yeah. I didn't know how to pay tax. Like, I'm really embarrassing myself. I'm being really open.
I'm the same.
But I wasn't like up to know on admin and tax bills and all of this shit. And I suddenly was getting married, had to budget. Okay, I sound so ridiculous. I'm actually embarrassed. But I just found it a year that I needed to grow the hell up. And, you know, we did Made in Chelsea. So we never...
were, like, babied for a long time. Babied is the wrong word, but it's almost like it's like...
You live at university.
School.
Yeah, you're at uni.
Yeah.
I think you're in uni. You're at uni in London. There's no rules. You can go out on a Monday night, a Tuesday night. You can turn up to filming. Like, there's no rule.
Yeah. Like, it's all like you're literally just... You're being sort of, like, pushed... Yeah.
You're basically high five to be naughty and be childish.
Exactly. It's like a bizarre way of living.
And so I said...
This year's been funky for me too, hasn't it? I've been like calling you like, I just feel so weird. And
it's
I
like you
why.
Don't know that you're basically moving into a new chapter of your life and you start to sort of feel like you need to have a bit of control on things and be a bit more sensible.
Yeah, like that post has to be opened. That the pile of posts.
No more future Melissa and Sophie. Like it just has to be done.
The future is now.
The future is now.
It all just like rumbles into one.
Yeah, and it's all going to keep rumbling and then it's going to come like the next stage.
The
and
next stage is children, which is like
okay,
sketchy,
I know exactly. I know sketchy. Exactly why 27 was hard for me. Let me explain it. So 26, everyone was going out and partying. Most people were either single or newly into a relationship. And life was like, what are we doing on a Thursday, Friday and Saturday?
Totally.
And you're constantly with your friends.
Totally.
27, everyone's not going out as much. Everyone's like, I'm just chilling this weekend. People are like waiting for the engagement to happen. They're either looking to invest with their partner. They don't want to be a friendship anymore. It's like we're all our own little couples. And I found it hard to adjust. I was like, I like all my friends being around me 24/7. And suddenly everyone's
going
out.
I'm really upset about everyone fucking moving out of London. I'm like, no, I need all my friends to be my neighbours still. And for us to do those lovely things that we used to.
And like you and I on like a Wednesday would go for lunch and like just...
Oh, have some champagne at lunch.
And then we'd go meet people after. Like that shit doesn't happen anymore. I know. I had to adjust to it. You're still adjusting.
It's really upsetting.
Because you've got one toe dipped into like your school friends are still really quite...
They are, but because they all have, you know, 9 to 5, you know, pretty serious, big, they all have quite big jobs. So like there'll still be weekends where we have good fun and we have a blowout. Like this last Friday, it got so drunk. I threw up the next day.
Not again.
Yeah. Which has only happened to me 5 times in my life. And it's all been this year ever since. And my sister was like, hun, that's getting older. Your body's just like, nope, you can't handle the alcohol anymore. Like you can. So I'm like, oh my God, my body's also telling me to go up.
That's also at 27. I just couldn't drink anymore.
The hangovers are relentlessly terrible. Like a 2-day hangover. I'm sick the next day. My body's like, get it out of me. Whereas before, do you remember I'd wake up 8 a.m. like, right, let's go for a climb. Let's go for a workout.
She looked as fresh as a daisy. I'd wake up looking like I'd been dragged through a hedge backwards. You would feel nothing.
I don't know why.
You would honestly wake up at 8. You'd have like your little pan of chocolate and you'd be like, how was last night? And I'd be like, oh, I feel...
Yeah, ready for a debrief. I'd FaceTime all my friends and they'd be like, piss off, leave me alone. I'm not ready
I'm
to
so
wake up.
I'm so happy it's happening.
It's happened. It's really quite terrible.
It is terrible. So there's a lot of changes. It's basically adjusting to like... Our second stage of life.
Yeah, we're entering that next shift of a chapter. So we've done the first quarter. Now we're in the second quarter.
We're in... So it's called life crisis, essentially, isn't it? But then I also look back at, like, really early 20s, and I'm a bit looking at, I had no idea who I was. Like, I think at 27, you start to know who
totally,
you are.
I think at 25, you're starting to, like, feel like you're a set, you know who you are and you know, like, what.
But I almost like not knowing who I was. Like, I just went with the flow. Anything. I was like, oh, I can be with that. And I can be with that. And I can be with that.
Yeah,
and I
think it's, like, innocent as possible almost. And, like, not
or
innocent.
Or it's not innocent.
What's the word for it?
Naive.
Naive, yeah. Naive is a beautiful thing.
Naivety is a stunning thing.
Sometimes I just prefer, yeah, I prefer that. I think ignorance is bliss in so many other ways. Like, I wish I didn't, I wish I didn't do things, I did things differently when I was that age. But then at the same time, I'm like, God, I just didn't care about anything that
I didn't
much.
Care.
Nothing was that deep. Nothing.
There was no consequences.
There was no consequences. Nothing felt that deep. I didn't feel as much. I'm like, God, my emotions.
Yeah.
Now I'm older, are so much deeper, and I really think about how I feel, whereas before I'm like, I've almost felt like numb to everything. I'm like,
I don't think I knew what I felt.
No, neither. Bizarre.
So like, if I felt a certain way, I'd be like, oh, I feel a bit weird today, and off I went
that
on to
it.
Nothing. Like,
whereas
I wouldn't
now,
dwell
like,
on
sort
it
of no, I don't obsess, but I'm like, oh, I feel a bit weird today, it's probably because that, but that's okay. We should probably work on that though. And then, do you know what
yeah.
I mean, like, it's a more conscious thought process.
We're much more in touch with
who
we are,
feelings and who. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're deeper souls.
We are deeper souls.
We're diving straight into dilemmas today. Melissa, do you want to go?
I will, okay. Hey, Sophie and Melissa, my partner and I have been together for 6 years. We moved in together 6 months ago and we're getting a puppy, so life has felt great. God, that's stunning. There's something about a dog that really solidifies.
Relationship.
Well, it just feels like a child, doesn't it? However, I've noticed a change in my boyfriend. He wasn't his usual bubbly self, so I asked him what was wrong. He said that his anxiety has been really bad lately and that he has been overthinking everything. And because of that, he was feeling guilty about things which had happened during our relationship. Oh no.
Oh,
one
no.
of those things he felt most guilty about was masturbating. Masturbating. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Masturbating? Masturbating.
Masturbating, but I say masturbating
I've
too.
I've never used that word like in a normal sentence.
Yeah, wanking. Can
like,
we just call it wanking?
He was having a wank over other girls' photos and fantasizing about being with them.
I'm really sorry for...
Don't
I'm
admit to that.
Well, just keep that down. Every boy probably does it. We just don't want to know.
We just don't want to know about that. I asked who the girls were and it turns out they were girls we knew in real life.
No, I'm sorry. I'm out.
He said it happened a few times over our relationship, including since we've been living together. I don't know. I feel like I can't put my feet on the floor because they're so great. I'm so grossed out. Do you know what I mean?
I really don't understand what his problem is. There's being honest, there's being an idiot.
He's formed a habit where he will tell me things he did in the past, which he now thinks were disrespectful towards me, and he apologizes about them. There's a real sense of guilt I'm getting from this guy. I can see how much he's matured and what he's saying, and I understand that he thinks he's doing the right thing by telling me. But in my mind, I'm just thinking, why say it now, years later? I so get you. He says he'd never cheated on... He's never cheated and I do trust him, but I feel like I'm waiting for him to drop a bomb. Our relationship has really changed. I don't feel affectionate or at all comfortable and I don't know how to move on from this. I'd love to hear your opinions. I love you both.
I'm really sorry. Like, I get that he's done that from the niceness of his heart, but no, I would be so icked out.
I think I'm sensing something, like, as she says, like, he's almost like, right, he feels so guilty about something that he must have done that's really bad. So he's like, if I just tell her these other little things that I've done, which I could easily get away with, it will release the sense of guilt off of me. Maybe. I don't know. I would just... This is just quite something.
It's so weird. I'm not going to lie.
It's pretty weird.
If I was a boy and had a wank over... I mean, someone I know is really not right in my view. Like, that is actually...
I've forgotten about that piece of information.
No, I'm really sorry. If Jamie said, you know what, I'm wanking over Melissa, I would actually have to say, well, we are done, because I could never have sex with them again. I couldn't. But do you know what I mean?
Totally, I didn't think about it like that.
Like, imagine Toby said that.
That's a double offence in itself. To me, he's kind of like, I want you to break up with me, but yeah. I can't bear to...
I also
do it
like
myself, and I feel like he's trying to tell you that he's done things which obviously are really fucked up and you should probably break up with him over it, but he's like, I wouldn't cheat because he can't bear to cheat, but he also can't bear to break up with you, so I'm sensing that I just don't think it's right.
I also think that he's really confused in his mind and he wants validation of her to be like, don't worry, it's okay what you're doing, because he's thinking, surely this isn't right that I'm doing this over her
friends.
He
knows it's not right.
And he's like, I can't deal with like this turmoil in my head. I want you to be able to either say, don't worry, I think it's kind of chill, or be like, that's mental, we're breaking up.
We need to probably deep dive into why you're feeling the need to do this over my friends in the first place. That in itself tells me...
I'm sorry, the friend thing, I genuinely could not get over. Like that to me is...
Oh my God, neither could I.
I don't know, I know this is such a bold statement, but that's almost worse for me than him cheating with a random girl. I can't.
Me too, because it's like he's thinking about it. He's fantasizing about it and he wants it to happen in a certain type of world.
No, I'm done. I feel really uncomfortable.
I think that you deserve better. Take that pooch and be gone. Kick him out the house. That's all I'm going to say. You deserve much fucking better than that.
And he's a bit psycho for telling you that.
The whole thing's like, really odd. I don't think, and I think you can sense there's obviously something really not right in the relationship.
Yeah. Because she's not feeling comfy. I would not feel comfortable getting close with him either.
Neither. Oh, God, no. Every time I was with him, I'd just be like, you're thinking about my best friend.
Yeah.
Or a girl
I know. And multiple girls that she knows. It's almost like he's got
He, I think, has checked out emotionally and intimately.
And perhaps he doesn't want to be. And he's like wanting you to be like, this is how we'll fix it.
Because... you know, you've built a life together, essentially, and it's sometimes really hard to leave. And sometimes things are really worth fighting for, I agree. Mm. But sometimes you have to just accept that it's maybe better to let him go. I don't know. This just sounds a bit strange.
It's also something that I just could... I know I myself. That would be my worst nightmare.
I would also then be like, I can't be friends with any of these girls.
No, I would be so cross with them.
I just don't think... I know. They've done nothing wrong. I'd be like, fuck you, you're out of my life.
And every time he even breathed, I'd be like, you're thinking of them, you pervert.
Yeah. No, I think that you deserve like a hell of a lot better.
Like, he's giving me the ick. Been that boy.
What were you about to say, been that bitch?
Been the bastard.
Ah, that's all right.
Been the bastard. No, I don't feel bad.
Place, though,
I think he's also so selfish.
Very honest,
but
which...
I think it's selfish to tell her, like, oh, you're getting off your conscience. But actually, that's something that maybe you would not need to tell your girlfriend
I totally
that you've been wanking over a girl.
If he was a real man, he wanted to like make her feel good about herself. If he loved her, he would actually just break up with you. Like, I've been feeling certain feelings that maybe tell me that I don't want to be in this relationship anymore, and I've outgrown it, and I still love you so much, but I have enough respect for you that you deserve someone that does want to be with you in that way and that isn't maybe thinking about other girls. He could just be like, look, I've gotten to a point where I maybe feel like I'm attracted to other people, there's no one specifically, but I don't feel like I'm locked onto you anymore. I don't know, like, you could break up with me and be honest with me, but don't tell me that you're wanking over my mates. Like, that's just so unnecessary.
It's so rank. Like, what were you meant to reply? Sick, thanks for telling me.
Yeah,
I feel so much better now.
Myself now.
Off I go on my
just
Tuesday.
Break up with me. Have some more bold and break up with me and just say that it's not working anymore.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Ugh, dilemma two. Hey girls, I went to a wedding in May and had a wild night. I really got along with the groom's best friend and ended up inviting him back to my room while we slept with each other. On the night, he told me that he'd broken up with his ex a month before. They'd been together for 6 years, owned a house, and even had a date set for their own wedding.
Oh, shiza.
No, I couldn't. 6 years is like, you're obsessed with him. He called it off as he realised she wasn't the right person. We've been seeing each other since the wedding and it has been the best 6 months. Our connection is really strong. And even though we started seeing each other just for fun, I'd now like to make it exclusive. Sweet. I know he's worried as he's only just come out of a big relationship, but I really like him and I'd be sad if I knew that he was talking to anyone else. Shall I ask him to go exclusive or just go with the flow? No!
Oh
right.
Oh my God, sweetness. You guys look gorgeous together. I love
Six
the
months? Do you know what?
6 months is a bloody long time.
I'm like, am I your
girlfriend? Yeah.
I remember how I did it with Jamie.
Tell.
You gotta tell how you did it too.
I didn't. Toby asked me.
Fucking hell, Jamie, little bitch. So we were like having a press interview for Made in Chelsea.
I know what you were wearing. Black dress, black combat boots.
Yeah!
I know it so well.
And he never referred to me as his girlfriend. And I was
and
like...
he did in an interview.
No, he didn't in an interview.
Oh, but you guys are so needy.
And I then left, like, really stormy. Like, we obviously would leave together. And I was like, off I go. Just got in a taxi, went home, back to Fulham. And he was like, have you gone? I was like, yeah, I've gone. didn't speak to him. He was like, what's going on? Obviously just being so moody the whole evening.
That's, I would say be like that.
Like airing him like, yeah, one up, like, you know, one word answers, full stop.
Boys are so simple as well. He would have just been like, what have I done wrong?
Yeah, he was like, what have I done? He was, he didn't even ask, didn't even pick up on it. Just,
oh my God.
And then he later called me and was like, should I come over tonight? I was like, no. And then I was like, so I can't remember how I said it, but basically was like, quite weird you didn't call me your girlfriend.
Yeah, call him out.
I just had to. It was eating.
Sometimes it just explodes out of your mouth.
It's also like sometimes like you're actually being a wet wipe if you don't say, I think at 6 months, you're okay to say that.
6 months?
If he's talking to other girls.
Taking the piss.
Fucking buckle up.
No, every time I say that thing, I just think of Sense Matthews. Are you actually taking the piss? When someone throws a drink over his face. That meme like goes, this is like my whole friendship group, like just doing it. Are you actually taking the piss? Like,
I've never seen it.
Posh voice. Oh, it's so good. Can someone get that video up so I can say show Sophie?
No, I need to see it.
Oh, it's iconic. Anyway, yeah, I think just say, be like, look, kind of want to know what's going on here. Like, am I going to go date other people now? Because it's been 6 months and I don't really want to waste my time. Really like you, but I need to know where I stand at this point.
Yeah.
You've been very chilled not saying anything before.
Mine would be a 3 months.
You're half a year in.
Yeah. 4 months and you need to be excuse. You need to not be dating.
Oh my God, 100%. I think it's 3 months.
Sorry, straight away for me, I can't be exclusive. I'm like, if we slept together, we're exclusive.
We were exclusive as soon as we like slept together pretty much, which was the first day. I'm really giving a lot of information away this episode.
I know, we're really selling the tea.
But he did sort of ask me that maybe 2-3 weeks after we were dating.
What he said, would you want to be my girlfriend?
No, sort of ensured that I wasn't sleeping with anyone else.
Yeah.
Also quite shocking that you would assume that I was. I'm like, when would I have the time, hon? I'm like with you every night.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
But you know, it's good sometimes to just put things out there.
I don't think you are being...
psycho at all. It's got to be asked.
Yeah, and otherwise, like...
it's got to be established. You need to know where you are.
He also will be exclusive. But, like, 100%. I think exclusive to me is the girlfriend. I don't understand.
Me too. It's all the same fucking thing. God, a wedding's just a great place to meet people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's cute. It's cute. I don't know if you noticed halfway through that time I went...
I did.
Sometimes Sophie and I will just send each other voice notes and it'll be, like, nothing all day and it'll be, like... It's cute. As quietly as he possibly can. It's just so fucking weird. Oh no, swear jar.
Oh my God, you're as bad as me.
I'm really bad. I was with you. My parents. You've definitely got worse. My mum got really upset and I was like, I never swear in front of anyone apart from you guys. It's what you do to me.
I know, but I'm terrible. There's something gone wrong. Since I started the podcast, it's like, fuck.
Yeah, stop. That's 5 in the swear jar.
Oh no, that was an impression.
Yeah, right. Okay, right.
It's cute.
Dilemma 3. I'm just going to say something, okay? Right, the number 3. So, I'm obviously I'm born on the 3rd of December, which is my birthday. Yeah. This is the 6th episode, which is double 3. My birthday is on the 12th month, and I was born in 1996. So, it's 666666. It's all 3s or 6s. I'm not the devil, and I'm not the child of the devil, but this is Dilemma 3. And this is the 6th episode. I don't know why, that just really freaked me out. Maybe that's just me looking into things a little bit too much, but anyway.
Wait, it's not the 6th, Athrose. It's Ep 11.
It says...
it's going out when she's...
Wednesday the 6th of December. Also, 11 is another number that my brother and my mum are like, just 11 everything for them. And everything's 3 for me and 6. And my dad's 6666. No.
Why?
My dad was born on the 6th of June, which is the 6662. So it's 3 sixes, which is the devil's number.
I think Jamie got something to do with his birthday was the devil's.
Yeah, but he's the 3rd of November.
Spawn of the devil. But 1989.
Yeah, that's not multiple of 3, but November's not. Anyway. Dilemma 3, Melissa. Hey girls, really struggling with bad acne at the moment. My skin has gotten worse over the past few months and it's really getting me down. I feel like the spotlight is on me all the time and it's making me not want to go out. I so understand this. Before this, I was getting to a place where I felt confident with my looks, but that confidence is now gone. I have had a GP appointment about it and given some medication which seems to have made it worse. Can do that. I was wondering if you have been through anything similar with your skin, if you had any advice that I could boost my confidence when I'm not feeling I look my best. That's really difficult. We've all been there in a certain shape or form. Sophie, you've had your struggles with like I wouldn't say acne, but like you went through phases of like bad
really
skin,
bad skin,
and that got you down. You managed to make it go, thank God.
I think It's really hard because I just remember like nothing anyone said. So and like it's really you put on the makeup. I think being really healthy in like in your body otherwise. So like, you know, going to the gym and eating clean and all
trying
of those
to get your
things.
Gut health
sleep
as good as you possibly can.
And like sleeping so you feel physically healthy makes you almost look healthier, and you
totally.
If you feel physically healthy, you're gonna feel better about yourself. So then it's less bothersome when you see a spot on your face, and it's just uncontrollable.
I also think trying to get like, I think going to the doctors, they can give you like, they just prescribe you stuff, and it can sometimes, as you said, make it worse because it can like destroy your skin barrier, and they give you this like antibiotic cream, and sometimes it works. But I would just try and like get everything inside your body, like as Sophie said, as healthy and clean as possible. Get your gut health back. Gut health's really connected to skin.
Really connected.
Mental. I mean, I had it with my skin where I had this horrible, I had this Morpheus 8 thing that like really messed up my skin. I'm still trying to recover it from now. And I see someone called Eleanor, Elenique Skin Clinic in Fulham. She's really helping me and she's incredible.
She's
and she also says to me, you know, like it also makes sure that you're doing everything you can internally to help your skin too. Like there's all the, these facials and stuff that I can help rebuild and heal your skin, but everything inside is really important. Totally water.
Like cut out, you know, sugary drinks and stuff like that.
Anything sort of artificially, I think, can sometimes contribute.
In a with like, if you can try and help it in a, I just read a book called The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins.
And basically, is she the American one? Blonde hair, I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she says, you've got to wake up and the first thing you do when you look in the mirror is you high five the
yourself,
mirror.
Yeah.
And it actually biologically and scientifically has scientific facts that you cannot, you can rewire your brain to see yourself in a positive way because like biologically you can't high five. We've been so ingrained the high five is a positive affirmation that you can't high five yourself and then see yourself at the same time negatively. So it's a really good way to do it in the mirror because it rewires people to look in the mirror and actually see positive things rather than negative. And the studies that she's had, like she's had people who've been suffering with cancer and all of these things, and they've had like such wild effects from it. So I would start, first thing you do when you wake up, first time you look in the mirror, high five yourself in the mirror.
Totally. I think that there's also things that we have to like, sometimes acceptance is really hard. So go, okay, right. My skin's not looking its best, but it's only going to get better.
Totally.
And then we're now on a mission to get it better. And I'm not going to stress about it because stressing about things makes things worse. Try and be as confident as you can. There's also, I think we also have to think like, I know you feel like you're the only one in the world that's got like bad skin, but then
no one is
so
noticing
many,
it.
Like Madison Beer walks around all the time with like no makeup and spot stickers on her face. And she's obviously like learned to like be really confident within herself. And it's just like, I don't care. I've got spots on my face today. I'm wearing like these star spot stickers and she's like out getting papped with no makeup on.
I will say.
But she still looks great because she's obviously oozing confidence and she's just, you know, accepting it. Like, oh, I've got some spots on my face today, but let's just work on this and get rid of it.
I totally agree. And I also think there's something in, for me, I found wearing less makeup when I had spotty skin
looked
better. Like, I don't think caking, because you're trying to cover something up that, you know, is hard to cover up. So sometimes just being natural is, and no one is noticing it. Like, Melissa, you'll say to me, I've got, no one notices a spot on someone else's face. Only you notice it. And that I truly, truly mean. And I know it's true. Gratitude looks.
Gratitude is so important.
Like write five things. And they don't, you know, or 10 things. They don't have to be like physical. It could be like, I like my intuition.
I'm grateful for the coffee that I'm having this morning.
Yeah, or like things maybe about your personality that you like rather than the way you look. Like, I like my eyes. Like, maybe I like how confident I am, or I like that I can laugh with my friends, or and just keep writing it and stick at it, and it's going to get better. And listen to podcasts like Mel Robbins and positive podcasts, you know, and just know that truly it's all mindset.
Totally mindset. And I also think like having education behind you is also really important. Sometimes we're like in this thing where you're like, I just want an answer of like how to fix it. Like, I found that like trying to educate myself on like foods, and you've done the same thing on like nutrition, and it's really easy on Instagram.
It's so
easy now. And like, or TikTok or whatever, like you can just find out like good tips about like healthy, natural skincare, whatever, and like nutrition and like all those things. You then know the information yourself. So when you go to the doctor, and I'm not bashing doctors, but sometimes they'll give you something and I'm like, I know that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know? And they give you like a really
and
strong
and it's actually
thing.
Something that you can probably do yourself and with the education yourself, then you, when you know what you're doing, it's easier. It's when you sort of also feel quite lost on top of,
yeah, you've got,
oh my
no
God,
control.
I've got this new thing on my face. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. I know no information. I'm going to go to the doctor and hopefully they can just give me something that works. And it doesn't. It makes it worse. Take back the control of like the information. You'll probably feel more on top of it. And then you'll feel a bit more confident. It's when you feel lost as well. That's like, I totally get what that's like.
Yeah, like a lack of control. You don't know how to control it. And skin's hard because it's really hard to control. I think also like if you're getting a bit overwhelmed, if you look in the mirror and, you know, definitely the high five. And if you still look in the mirror and you're really, all you can see is your spots. Like, you know, there are all the box breathing you can do. Breathe in four, hold four, out four.
Yeah.
And as you're doing it, try and think of like positive things or things you're excited for in that day. Like take your mind off your skin. It's hard to do, but practice makes it, nothing comes easy. You've got to just keep going for it.
Yeah.
And I promise you, you'll get better.
It will get better.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, we've got story time.
Oh, my favourite time of the week.
This summer, a random guy messaged me on Instagram asking to go on a date. He was so hot. So I thought, why not? And he took me out. We had insane chemistry and it was the first spark I'd ever felt since my ex. We started going out more often, drinks, dates, etc., as well as sleeping with each other. Last week, he took me out for drinks and food and I went back to his. In the middle of the night, he woke up and told me that his family friend was sleeping on the sofa as she had nowhere to go. I didn't think much of it and went back to sleep. No.
Oh.
We woke up in the morning, had sex, and then I went to work. A few days later, I got a message from the family friend on Instagram. It turns out she wasn't a family friend, rather a girl that he had been sleeping with since April. No, the dirty dog. She also told me that they had slept with each other the same night I'd been around. What the hell?
Oh my God, he got up in the middle of the night and sat with her on the sofa.
No, you're fucking kidding me. To make it worse, he told her that I was his sister and that's why this needed to be kept quiet.
Boys,
I actually can't. I have to laugh because it's that awful. I confronted him about it and he said that he did it because we weren't exclusive. Oh, shut up.
I hate it when they call that card.
I wasn't buying any of his bullshit apologies. It became even worse when the girl messaged me this weekend to tell me that the boy I've been seeing had been paying her to have sex with him. Oh no, what? I wondered why she was like, staying on the sofa.
Sofa and okay with that. I'd be like, why can't I stay in the bed with you?
I'm so mad at him for lying. I feel violated, but grateful that the girl told me what was happening as I feel like I've dodged a bullet.
Totally.
I felt like I've been living in an episode of The Gossip Girl with this disgusting man thinking he's Chuck Bass when literally he has the brain of a 17-year-old, but the ego of an old banker wanker. Sophie, he said that he sees you near his office getting coffee. That is the craziest dating story I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm. Apart from Barcelona boy.
When are we going to track down Barcelona boy? He lives in my brain rent-free.
We freaking love the follow-ups. And as you know, we've had this wild story about Barcelona boy. He's now got in contact. Don't know if we said that last week.
Barcelona boy has only got...
We made contact.
We've touched down with the enemy. BB.
Oh, no, we don't want to call him an enemy because, you know... everyone deserves a second chance. But you've had a lot of chances, Barcelona boy.
No, anyway, we want to hear his side of the story.
He's made contact, which is just obviously a big deal. But I don't know if we're being now being aired by him. So we would love to send him a voice. Should we send him a voice note now?
Let's send him a voice note.
Shall we?
He needs to come on this podcast. You want to tell your side of the story? We're welcoming you to the floor.
We're desperate. We could always have him on and blur his face.
Yeah,
out.
That's what I think we would do.
And we're going to be actually doing this right now.
Oh my God.
Right, you need to come here then.
Right, okay.
Ah, I'm really nervous.
Take two.
It's Melissa and Sophie.
We are offering you the chance to come on the podcast. We'd love to have you here to hear your side of the story.
We can blur your face out so you can still be anonymous, if that's what you're worried about. But we'd be really keen.
We'd be really keen to hear your side of the story and see how you've kept up your story.
My God, day three. You just deleted
it. We're desperate for you to come on.
We think you should come on to Wednesdays. We think the viewers need to hear your apology or your side of the story.
We can blow your face out so you're completely anonymous.
Just give the fans what they want.
Yeah, come on. Should I send it? I've said it. It's a yeah.
Barcelona boy. Right, the tiny question this week is, what is the one skill you wish you had? Mine would be to speak multiple languages.
That
is a skill we can have.
I can't, you're dyslexic.
I'm learning Spanish properly at the moment.
Yeah, I don't have that ability. Well, I do, I just don't.
You do.
Do have the concentration.
Yeah, normally that's a real struggle.
Don't have the concentration.
But also singing, like imagine me just
singing would be unreal.
And we'd be so cool if we could sing.
I also would love the ability to like...
I'm not singing, Ben. Ben, the producer, wants us to sing.
Sing me happy birthday, like how you
are you joking?
Me.
My voice is... No. Happy birthday to you. That's as much as yeah. It's cute. Melissa's got an all right voice.
I actually do. Sophie's heard it. No. I'm getting shy. You know what? I actually thought I was really quite good and then my brother like dated this like pop star who was obviously phenomenal and I just never sang again. It would be me, like, when Dad would, like, play these, like, old tunes, I'd be, like, singing along, and then she came along, and I was like, I'm just going to pipe down now, because I literally sound like a cat screaming compared to her.
I have the world's best voice. It's weird, because my mum's a really good singer.
Really? What, it's a muscle? But so you could train
me
it.
And my sister, it's almost as though there's no one worse than us at singing. Truly. It's actually a talent at how bad we are.
What about, once in Roy... No, wait, for the Christmas episode, we need to sing.
Okay, we can get a choir on.
Oh, once in Royal David City, we will sing the solo. And then the rest of you guys will all join in and sing the rest of Once in Royal David City.
Yeah, okay, that will be quite...
I miss the cathedral days.
Same.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's a real vibe. Cold in the church. So.
Yeah, that smell of like dusty choir
books. Oh, yeah, but just loved it.
Okay, love you guys. We love you. Goodbye.
We need to go. Bye, love you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.